Hey everyone, I'm really excited to introduce Solana Made Easy, which is the daily Twitter Solana podcast hosted by Easy Eats Bodega, a deep dive into all of the action going on Solana. This was the first episode. I think it's absolutely fantastic. I couldn't be more excited. It's going to be happening Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Twitter Spaces and uploaded here as a podcast afterward. And again, every day hosted by Easy Eats Bodega. Really, really exciting. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you everyone for tuning in to the first episode of Solana Made Easy through the Nifty Portal, a Solana focused alpha show. I appreciate everyone retweeting, sharing, showing love. Excited to kind of dive into it with everyone, excited for Solana summer. So real excited to have an ETH co-host, get to understand a little bit about the space. Hopefully we can change your mind about how degen we are. I know we started a little bit late, so thank you for bearing with us. The Sol ecosystem, as we know, is a little bit backed up at times and can take a little bit of time to kick off. But yeah, hype for it. Shout out Alexander, shout out JT, Hambo, co-host Pio, and Running Man for joining me. Everything on this focused around some Solana alpha, talking about plays, what's next, what's up, wins, losses, what you got going on. And yeah, let's see some trades, some Sol space. Pio. Welcome. Thank you for hosting it.
Were you talking about me? Am I the ETH co-host?
Oh, sorry. Should I call you a Bitcoin co-host? Is that a little bit better?
Well, I don't know. I just pulled a syringe out of my arm, so I kind of feel like I'm a Solana guy now. I don't know.
Oh, you're all in. Went head first. You got to take a little risk there. But nah. Appreciate this. Appreciate the music until I can figure out that setup. So I know we're lacking a little bit in the Sol ecosystem for plays. We got a lot of people interested in the space, really want to hear about kind of what moves people are making, the good, the bad, the ugly. Jersey, thanks for joining as well. Running Man, I appreciate you kind of joining, co-hosting with me. You are the mod in the Solana Nifty Portal channel, the Sol Trades channel. If you aren't in that, hit that pinned tweet, join that now. Free Sol Alpha, we got a ton of whitelists. Just gave away the Jaikin Studios whitelist recently. Got a lot of other bangers coming up. But yeah, Running Man, thanks for helping every day.
We don't pay him enough. We don't pay him enough to speak on the spaces, too.
I guess not, eh? But hey, awesome. Shout out Jersey. Appreciate you joining, supporting, etc. Shout out Shill and Villain. I know everyone's seeing you all over. I think it's a little bit comical, though. Chose that Remy Wolf song, Photo ID. And yet we have two people on stage with a profile picture of somebody who paid $2,000 for a photo ID to get past the doc system.
What do you have to say for yourselves?
Well,
easy. No one on the show will,
No one wants to talk.
This is what Solana's like.
Wait, yo. Sorry. I got outside. How are we doing? P.O.? Easy, everyone else. Hope everyone's having a great day. Solana summer in action. Yeah, hope you guys are having a good one. Thanks for having me up here. I'm currently feeding the chickens outside, so give me a minute and I'll be right back.
I can't tell if that's a metaphor.
No, I'm a. I got three hens. I'm giving them some food right now.
Oh, I don't think he's kidding at all. But I mean, hey, if that's a euphemism for a new project, I guess we're gonna be on the lookout for some heads. I mean, that is what it is. But awesome, yeah. Running Man just came off mute. He just shot me a message. Let me know his mic perms were a little bit banged up. So Running Man, welcome. Might still be having issues.
Typical Solana Twitter rug.
I'm saying,
it's all
right?
Good.
But hey, let's dive into some things. So I was at VCon recently, still ended up spending like 70 Solana over like the 4 days while I wasn't in front of my computer. I know a few people had called out the moves. I know a few people have actively watched some of the hot wallets I trade in and out of. But I guess kind of just diving into that, I mean, we got a ton of ETH people in the crowd here, a lot of individuals who are not sure what the space is like, hesitant to get in, they hear about rugs. Want to kind of figure out some consistencies on what they feel might be a good trade, a good project to get into, something with further upside and won't delete their Discord tomorrow. So I actually bought into Famous Fox Federation, still kicking myself. I paid like 44 Sol for it. I watched them at 10, watched them at 15, watched them at 25. But my kind of thesis on it is when you think about a project, that is managing 99% of the whitelist transactions in Sol, and in a way that you won't get scammed with the actual tokenomics of it. Like, you're exchanging a token to Mint that's in addition to Sol. That's how Sol really trades the whitelist meta. So it's kind of like a two-part transaction. The interesting thing with that too is that you can actually exchange those whitelist tokens to give away your whitelist access to somebody else. And Famous Foxes manage all of that. So when you actually start to understand that, and as new money flows in and they don't have time to grind Discords, that's where a lot of that liquidity flows. So I'm kind of just backing what I feel larger sums of money are going to start seeing, whether that's buying into whitelist spots, whether that's trying to understand where to get an edge. A lot of Famous Foxes tools are really around that. So I personally just picked one up. I know a few other people have kind of traded in and out of those. I'm curious if anyone else has held those, is holding them, what their thoughts are on it. I know I've talked to Hambo about it. I've talked to Shill and Villain about it. Yeah, Nami, would love to hear kind of what you got on that.
Hey, guys. Thanks for bringing me up. Famous Foxes is one of the best Solana projects out there, period. They've been building since day one. You know, they have really good art, and remarkable art. And not to mention, they actually just came out with a raffle system where you can essentially raffle your NFTs for any type of layer 2 token on Solana. So, for example, there was a huge demand for Dust recently. So, you know, there was a ton of raffles out there, you know, for Dust. And we've seen a lot of people get, more Dust in raffle winnings than they would have if they sold. So, you know, it's proving to be quite a lucrative thing to do, especially if you have a high ranking on NFT.
What's like the cut on that? So I know that they, like, what does Famous Fox take in that, I guess, token? Because you mentioned they make more on that sometimes. I haven't done a raffle, I haven't participated in one of those, so I'm real curious.
So as far as I know, Famous Fox Federation takes about 2.5%, don't quote me on that, from the raffle winnings. But if you do hold a Famous Fox, that percentage goes to zero. But I'm not 100% sure on that, so.
No, awesome. It's interesting. I mean, we've started to see a lot more of those raffles. Forge is doing it too with Blocksmith. And it's interesting too, because when you can actually use the token that you're getting from these projects, even if they have no LP, it kind of provides an incentive to either stack that, gain that, use it for some form of utility. So seeing that pivot and that added value is interesting as hell. It's like, finally, even if it's a utility only token, much like the Foxes, now there's a reason for you to either hold it, accrue it, kind of stack it, and actually utilize it later. Shillin, I saw you had your hand up. Alexander, what'd you got on that?
Nami covered it all. I think the only downside to Fox is they haven't really figured out how to provide value to that token. They have all these great services, but they don't really charge much, which is like a good thing and a bad thing. But as like a holder standpoint, you don't really get a benefit from all these great services that they're offering. If they just did like microtransactions, I think their token would go through the roof, and then it would also lead to their NFT going through the roof.
No, and I agree on that too. I mean, they got a 4.2% royalty, which is like, in retrospect, extremely cheap on Sol at the moment. Every new mint now is like 7 to 12%. It's absurd. And Pia, what is it on ETH? Is it normally like 5 to 10? What's considered like high?
A high royalty would be like 10%. You're seeing more and more, you know, come in that high. I'd say like the most reasonable is early Bored Ape Yacht Club. They did 2.5%. So if you look, like, I think there's 0% on the dogs, 2.5% on the apes. And that was kind of an early standard. Then it went to 5. And then these days you see 7.5 to 10 almost every time.
Yeah. So it seems like it's going up everywhere, which is interesting. And Nami, you got another comment there.
Oh, yeah, just to add on Alex's point, I think they actually, don't call me on this again, but they revamped the system, and now they're charging Sol for their services, if I'm not mistaken.
What services? Is it for the raffle service? Is it?
Well, they have FoxySend, which is like a bulk sending tool, because as you know, you can only send one NFT at a time. There's also a bulk listing tool, a sweeper, small things like that. And also a Foxy thing, which is pretty cool. You can send an NFT message to someone's wallet.
And I've seen that a little bit for like the trades and stuff as well. I mean, I know that they also burn Fox for that, or Foxy token, whatever it is. So I think that's a real interesting case for it from a utility standpoint. Cause I mean, we look at a lot of these other tokens that are just LP staking and draining and kind of just hoping that it's going to do something. And it's interesting to see the dev, Foxy dev, actually talk about some of this and even emphasize that he had a thread yesterday that was pretty crazy to me. The original creator took 48% of the mint proceeds, and now it's just the two devs. I think that's what I was kind of getting out of it. But because they have so many revenue streams, it almost continues to incentivize them to keep building without needing to really kind of take more funds or launch a second mint. I know that they did the transdimensional foxes as well. That's at what, like a 9-10 floor now? So even that can get you some form of staking return. I mean, you do see a ton of like the staking stuff on Sol. It's a little bit similar, I guess, to some things on ETH, but without all of the, I guess, like the CyberKong's approach. So it's interesting. NFT Politic, you got a comment on that?
Go long.
Absolutely, go That's long. Right. There we go. That's exactly what we need. Honestly, I'm curious though here, like, who else from a Sol standpoint? Like, curious about trades you've made, what you picked up. I know Ray just joined. Shout out Alpha Splash. I'm curious what you've traded recently, what you got cooking. You always have Alpha. We were on Bohemia real, real early. So curious what you've been looking at.
Okay, so right now, of course, I got my bag ready for Kryptonite, right? But I hit big on Smokeheads today. Smokeheads had a huge dip from like 24 to 11, and someone floored their like Enlightened level 3, which is like a maxed out one. So I grabbed that one at 12, and now the floor for the level 3s are like 20, and the whole floor of the project got swept up. But, dude, I never got raided that hard before from the Smokeheads.
What you mean? Just any tweet that just kind of blew it up?
Yeah, like it's like cats on crack level, bro. I did not know.
Yeah, I had talked to a few of the mods from the Discord a while back, and I mean, it's an interesting utility for them to like burn and level up or enlighten. I hadn't seen it before, but does the art update? I was trying to figure out what exactly, like, I guess the value add is on it.
Yeah, the art updates. My friend who's been in it since like. So I minted them, and I fucking paper-handed them for, like, six souls. So my friend kept it, and he, like, kept buying them. He was like, dude, he was, like, my alpha on that that project. And he is basically telling me that they're trying to turn the token into a liquidity pool, or there's, like, the community is, like, wondering, like, they're basically trying to figure out if they're going to add a liquidity pool to their token. But wait, I don't know nothing about that yet. But he told me if you buy like a level 1 or a level 2, you can see what they're going to upgrade to. But it's not like, oh, I'm going to, let's see if you see like a badass trait on a level 3. You can't buy the same trait. Like, it's all random somehow.
Interesting. So there's no kind of overlap there. That's. It's interesting to see that, because especially if you have like a rare trait previously, you're essentially burning it and losing that. I mean, on top of that too, it's interesting to see that swing. I guess the other thing I wanted to call out, you had mentioned it at the start of you talking there, Trypanape Tribes launching this week. What's their Twitter following up to? Did they break 300,000 followers already?
They're about to hit 400K.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, that's wild, because that's. I mean, shit, what are Bored Apes at it right now? Did they flip those? I don't know what it is. I don't like the art on Trippin' Ape Tribe or whatever the hell it is. Like, something about it is just, it bothers me. And I saw some tweets today. People could say I'm FUDing. I mean, it's going to explode. That project's going to just absolutely rip. But I don't know. I just don't. I look at it, there's not much of a roadmap. If any roadmap, it's kind of just images. And just, it seems like it's pure hype. Like, so many people are pushing it a ton. I'm going to be looking at it on secondary for sure. Like, absolutely. But I guess I don't really know what this huge push is for, you know? And feel free to just kind of tune in and chime in. I appreciate you all kind of being patient, raising your hand, but open for kind of open dialogue and back and forth.
Well, I wanted to touch on, you talked about no roadmap, no real, like, direction. I mean, I agree with that. And we see a lot of projects doing that right now on Solana, especially. They post 2 sneak peeks. They're at 100K followers within the week, which is ridiculous right now. The amount of people just looking at Solana. And we got to be honest, a lot of it is whitelist collabs or giveaway collabs with bigger projects. So there's obviously that kind of like trade there. But I mean, let's look at OK Bears. We had the blueprint, quote unquote, which didn't really give any like utility factor or any kind of like direction around it. And then when the wristband thing dropped, there's a little bit of FUD around it. The floor price went down. But, I mean, well, what's your thoughts on that itself? Kind of like, you know, comparing the two with no direction, no roadmap. And we can even, like, chime in on Cats on Crack, how they did no roadmap either. It was just anonymous owner, no doxing, nothing on the founder, and literally just like when it's ready, they drop it. So I think this anonymous little vibe thing we got going on is doing more good than bad at the moment, just like rallying communities together.
I liked what you kind of said there too, talking about a few other projects, and I didn't realize like Cats on Crank have done such a good job in providing like an idea of potential value without actually saying like we're launching something. So that's it's like the over or under promise over deliver approach, which I think is a great approach for sure. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know what this hype came from. Like, is it all because of shares from other big projects? Is it because there's a ton of influencer kind of pumps on it? I mean, like I said, man, I'm not a fan of the art, and I've said it before. Art is probably the last thing I even care about on JPEGs. I'm here to kind of just trade them. But I've been just trying to figure out why the hype on that and some of these other newer projects that are picking up speed, whether that is G-Con or Just Apes or Great Goats or you name it, any of the Animal Kingdom.
Well, I think OK Bears has a huge part, of course, to play with that, you know, after their run up, you know, a 10K collection, not to mention I think a whole lot of more eyes came onto Seoul after that, of course. So, you know, that's why I think that plays a big role into their big following. And not to mention their in real life events, they've held many. They've spent a lot of money. Like I was in a space the other day with the two founders, and they said people are saying they spent at least $500,000. And the founders saying they spent nowhere like anything near that. So, you know, that's why the mint was priced a little bit higher, you know, to kind of recoup those costs. But yeah, like I just think they pretty much kind of follow the formula of just creating that FOMO and that hype, you know. They also raffled off only one or two spots, like max per person or per DAO. Like it was really, really hard to get to as well. And yeah, like that's just my opinion on it.
Well, I wanna touch on real world stuff because you know you have a collection of 10,000 and you probably have like max 20% per like region of the world or per like country per se. Like say the United States owns 2,000 to 3,000, you know, Europe, etc. I mean, what does a real world event really bring to Web3 as utility factor for like that longer term sort of, you know, initial punch? I mean, I know it's very good for like the scene as a whole to bring that real world stuff to use, but when it comes to like a Web3 utility, and like we see a lot of projects offer like straight out the gate, like you get this and that. And as like Solana people get more into it, we've always kind of connected Solana to the first wave of like, okay, what do we get day one? Which we see now, OK Bears, other projects with no roadmaps, they're sustainable just based off of that FOMO. And I mean, I got to kind of agree with Easy. I'm 50-50 on the artwork. And we can all kind of agree that more followers equals, oh, the artwork looks insane. Which is just kind of like a mentality thing we see. But I mean, I don't know.
Oh, now you're 50-50. Now you're 50-50 on the art. Because this was literally the other day, me and you DMing Easy because you tried to convince me this art was good. So I want to hear
listen. 50-50, man. Bro, then I saw more sneak peeks, and one of the newest ones is just terrible, bro. Yeah. Someone made on Twitter. It was like, someone paid 60 soul for a whitelist for this.
Is it the one with the spring eyes? Because I felt like that was super lazy the way they did that.
I think it was like the kind of like neon albino sort of skin one. It just looked like a spray painted on like with a background. It looked very lackluster.
So real quick, it does say no roadmap on Magic Eden's launch pad. If you look at their launch for tomorrow, I think that's actually a good thing because they're going to sell out regardless. They could say whatever they want. And if they say their roadmap, they're going to use up a little bit of the demand they can use after they sell out, because right now the expectations for this is to go like 40 to 60 soul right from the rip. And then if they have nothing to fall back on, they're going to have a hard time just justifying that floor. And people are just going to continue to take profits until it reaches support, which I don't know where that will be. But if they have something up, you know, something that can raise demand, be like, oh yeah, I really want in, then maybe they could keep the floor going higher.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone kind of has that expectation tomorrow. What are whitelists selling for? I mean, I've seen them anywhere from like 30 to 40 soul, and it's not even a token. Like, people are selling Discord accounts, which are crazy susceptible to getting scammed. And when you have this hype, I feel like everything since OK Bears, people are just kind of chasing what could be next. And I mean, we saw it with Commuter 3, pumped to 30 right out of the gate, moved up to 50, tailed all the way back to 25, and now is just sitting right where it kind of launched at. So it wouldn't shock me if Trypanave Tribes had a similar trajectory. But even that, like right now with Sol at $50, that's $1,500. We're still looking like under an ETH. But for a Sol project, a 30 Sol floor at the gate is absolutely wild. Like that is extreme volume. We see a lot more transactions, but a lot lower kind of cost average on it. So for a project to maintain that, I think that's where it's going to be big. I think to Alexander's comment on Magic Eden having no roadmap there, I'm so 50-50 on it. Because like, I want to believe that even if they just said we're building a brand or some shit, I would feel way better about it, especially after everything that just happened where it was like, we gave you a roadmap, we deleted it anyway. Now if there's no roadmap, they could basically just be like, we told you no roadmap, it's just art, good luck. And I've heard some of the conversations from the team, but I personally, I'm still like a little bit nervous to trade basically anything unless it's a quick flip. And I mean, if you have whitelist for this, it's a no-brainer. You're getting 30, 40 Sol out the gate.
I mean, this is definitely going to be a liquid in, liquid out situation. We're going to see blue chips and mid chips dip tomorrow pretty heavy to get liquid to get in at this 30, 40 range, which is probably going to be the right time to sell if you can get in a little bit cheaper. A whitelist mint flip would be solid at 30, 40. But I agree on the rise up. They're going to probably peak 60, 70, maybe even 80 within 24 hours, pull back 30, 40-ish, maybe a little bit lower. My personal plan is to get as many as possible within like 100 Solana range, flip them, grab the liquid at 2-3x, and then buy like mid or blue chips that are like dipping during this liquid rush. It's a FOMO.
What blue chips are you looking for? When you bring up kind of looking for other things here, I mean, I think a lot of people on this space are interested in kind of those other plays. They're not really diving in too much. So, I mean, I am too. Like, I'm curious to see what people are picking up on this downtrend for some projects. We've seen a bunch of projects pump. I just picked up an OG Atadian the other day. I'm curious what you're looking at or anyone else here. It's kind of like everyone expects some liquidity drain tomorrow for a massive move. So what's on your radar?
I'm definitely looking to pick up probably a Teo at around 100 to 110, if not around that 100 area. I think Kets might take like a 5 to 15 dip. Blocksmith would be a beautiful entry if it dips by like 10 to 20%. Top five would be Famous Fox, Blocksmith, possibly a D-God or Dead God. If they just had a run-up to almost 400 on Dead God floor. D-Gods are back down to like 315, 320, I think. So they go sub 300. I think it'd be an easy pickup before this Duppies launch. But yeah, Blocksmith, Kets, Teos, D-Gods, maybe even what's another? Maybe a DAA, possibly, if they go back down to like 50 again. Because we haven't really seen them move that much, but just to be consistent for the long term could be a decent 50 pickup. Probably five of them. FOMO liquid trades.
No, absolutely. And I don't know. MMM, do you have something to say there? I'm curious. I like your threads. You got some good content. I'm curious what you're looking for. I don't know if they realize that they're
swinging a miss.
Used. Yeah, there we go. Hey, is what it is. I added a few other speakers here. We're going to be rotating a few people. I'm curious kind of what it is you're looking for from projects, upcoming mints, trades. Yeah, go ahead.
If it's like, if we're looking for OG projects, I'm actually really bearish on it because I don't think ETH people are looking for to buy our old bag. So I would rather hold liquidity. And if I want to make a play, it's going to be on loans. I'll just use my liquidity for loans because I just want to mint and try to, I feel like what's going on is like ETH and Solana are combining forces on all these mints to create a new blue chip. And ETH people, they don't want to buy something that's already up like 100 to 200X.
No, I totally get that. I'm actually curious about the loan play. I brought up those Atadians. The reason I bought them was people kind of talk finance and business and cryptocurrency as a way to decentralize business. And I was talking to Pio about it while we were at VCon about why I bought this and how it's kind of a social credit score built off of the blockchain and data from how long you've held something, how quickly you are to sell it. Have you ever defaulted on a loan before? But Alex, I've seen you like kind of push and show the, I don't know if it's a sell or how you trade the loan, but I'm wicked curious about it because it seems to be an effective move.
Yeah, I mean, people will loan out their NFT for like 60% of the floor price and then they'll pay you back like 10 Sol after the loan's ended. So it's a good way to like use your liquidity but not be stagnant. I don't know. Let's say the floor dips, then you got that blue chip for a lot cheaper. Like, I'm not taking out loans on like risky NFTs. It's like very boring loans and not the greatest returns, but it's better than nothing.
Absolutely. And where are you doing that? Are you doing it on Yaw? Are you doing it on any of the others, I guess?
So there's, I'm doing it on Yaw, but Sharkify, I think it's called, has one, but I didn't do enough research on it.
No, and it's an interesting play. There's some comments in the Nifty Discord as well, kind of talking like, can you default on a sole loan? The way it kind of works is, like Alex said, you put up your asset for X amount, 60% of the floor, and a lot of people do that to get instant liquidity. So they're not quite selling. They're just trying to get hyper liquid and make another trade to then keep that profit and pay back the loan. What are the terms like? Is it usually quick? Is it 10 days, 30 days, 60 days?
A lot of people try to do like 30 days, but I never accept those. I'm like 7 days or under, but those get eaten up really quickly. So it's whoever makes loans, they come up with their own rates, and you can try to haggle with them inside the loan Discord. But for the most part, I stick to 7 days and under.
Doesn't sound risky at all. Sounds like a financial advisor would be like, totally triple down on that shit, right?
And what side of it, Tio? Triple down on paying the loan or taking the loan?
Because I think both
Alex
sides.
Has a good move here. But think about it. If in those 7 days it doesn't trade under that cost, you now have a 40% gain with literally just extending your soul. To his point, he's not buying stuff that is moving as volatile as some of the stuff you've traded and seen when we do streams and any other content.
You mean the stuff you told me to buy?
You made 2.5x, all right? I'm tired of hearing about it. But, yeah, awesome. I appreciate that. Sam, you got your hand up.
Yo, Easy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, how we doing, boys? You all good? And ladies, I'm sure there's a few listening in the crowd.
Absolutely. What's going on?
Oh, dude, I just wanted to pop in. Like, I was a completely left winger, but I've just been chilling in the Sol chat in Nifty Discord, man. And obviously just vibing out, like, Matt, you know, massive ETH maxi here, converted over by the Easy Bodega. dude, I just missed this Freeman. Yeah, it's like this stupid, like, degen of a D-Rib.
Goblin Town?
Nah, it's a D-Rib of OK Bears on Sol. It's like these, like, hench bears or something. Anyway, I'm just letting you know, like, I missed it, and I was chatting in the Discord, and some guy was like, do you want me to just send you one? I was like, well, yeah, if it doesn't cost you anything. It cost him 60 cents to send me one for free, boys. Let's go. Solana summer. It's all about the vibes in Sol, boys. I'm loving it.
No, I appreciate the words, Sam. Glad to see you at least swinging at it. I'm curious, besides Trippin' Apes, what are people looking for, like, mint-wise? I know I mentioned a few, Just Apes, some other stuff that's going on. What are people really trying to dive into? I mean, even recently, it's like basically anything these pages retweet is going to be the next runner. So I'm curious if you've started to look elsewhere, started to consider other things, or if we're just kind of keeping that meta where big projects retweet other projects and we all just chase.
Nah, easier. The two I'm looking for, I think that kind of ran up a little bit different, kind of still did their own thing. I do think that Bubble Goose Ballers are going to hit, obviously off of the Wagme Beach Catalina Whale team. That seems pretty sick. They just passed 100K on Twitter. And then Suteki, I think, like, obviously anime plays or whatever. But when they have – they, like, gave out what they call emergent scrolls, basically allows you to mint one for free and one to whitelist spot. And these scrolls are already at, like, 20, 25 soul on Magic Eden. So that's normally a pretty good sign that these might hit. So those are the two that are a little bit, like – like, when you say the current meta, I think of, like, you know, I think of the Jaikin, the Shadow Playground, the Trippin' Ape, like, all the people that retweet each other, kind of like their own little bubble. I think those are two kind of just outside that bubble.
Yeah, no, I agree with it. It's like, and a lot of those two, if you've noticed, were all launching through Hydra Launchpad. So I'm curious, too, like, the marketing efforts that go behind it. Who's driving a lot of that? I interviewed Hydra with G-Con. And I mean, I was kind of blown away with how professional the team seemed until obviously recently where some FUD was thrown by certain members on their side. I'm curious too, like, Nami, I saw you had your hand up, so I want to let you kind of go there. I'm just kind of also curious what people think of Hydra after that. I'm kind of curious what you think of launch pads in general.
Bet. So yeah, my first thing I wanted to say was for the Solana play, for those who want to, you know, kind of get in on D-Gods or something like that, I'd actually take a look at Dust because – they have three actually big catalysts coming for their price skyrocket. The first one being an Amiri collab with D-Gods, and they're going to release like a spring summer collection. And that's
like physical clothes.
Yeah, physical clothes. And that's coming out in 4 days. So that's the first thing. Second thing is the W's Mint. That's going to be on the second or third week of June, something like that. And we also have a halving event in about, I think, 14 days. So every D-God is going to earn half of what it did before. So I think those three things are going to make dust boom. But, you know, NFAD are obviously. And, you know, to your point of launch pads, I have to agree, man. Hydra did kind of screw the pooch on their PR, and they definitely need some type of PR training for that. You know, it's kind of a shame that they handled it the way they did, especially on, you know, public and instead of in DMs, you know.
So, no, makes sense. It's interesting to see how they're going to bounce back from that, especially with some of these other mints now going towards the Magic Eden 100%, round.
But the,
Ray, you got a comment on it? Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Just
my
right
apologies.
Before we move on to Ray. So, yeah, pretty much the only thing that's happening between Hydra and Magic Eden, for those who don't know, is that Magic Eden is just launching and minting out the two projects, Trypanape and G-Con, but Hydra's going to be doing, like, all the other shit, like you know, doing the marketing, dev work, all that.
No, also, I mean, it's interesting to see them all kind of have that same trajectory, so I'm kind of curious to see where it kind of moves there. Ray, would like to hear kind of what you got.
Okay, I'm only asking this because there's a lot of ETH hits here. What are y'all feeling about those Boryoku Akuma Dragons?
I think that's a good crossover conversation. Bro, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if they sell out. People have hated my comments on it. A 0.169 soul mint with a 10K supply on a project that, I mean, the
0.169 ETH.
Yeah, 0.169 ETH for a 10K ETH project with a current collection of like 3,500 between babies and full size. They did airdrop those free whitelist spots, the Blood Moons, and they're trading at like a 1 ETH floor. So if you're buying that, you need this to trade over 1 ETH after fees and actually like 1.17 ETH to get back everything. It just seems insane in this market, especially with ETH seeming like it's declining.
I'm with you on that, Easy. Like 10K, and it feels like they're going the wrong direction for new mints. Like, no offense to like Ethereum, I know that there's probably a lot of people here, but I think they should be choosing Solana like for going forward, obviously. But I also wanted to touch back on, there's a low key NFT, but they have big investors. Like the guy from Twitch, the Twitch founder, is investing. Soul Big Brain's investing.
Justin Kahn.
Yes, Justin Kahn. They have a $15 million seed round that they raised, but you won't see it shilled by influencers. And I don't know, it's also a gaming and a kind of gaming NFT. So if you're not into that, you may want to just skip this one. But it's not going to get shilled. It's called Azra Game. So that's something backed by like a 30-plus person team, and you're not going to get rugged. So...
What's their Twitter? I'm curious to take a look. Because, I mean, you mentioned Justin and Fractal. They only invest in games. It's a gaming marketplace. And they do an excellent job kind of vetting teams and making sure that they are legit and kind of valuable, I guess, and make sure that they're not going anywhere. I'm very curious in this. So you mentioned Big Brain, who was also, I think he got into Nyan Heroes early as well, which that thing's been moving and just kind of holding 10 plus four. How do you spell that? Azra Games? A-Z-R-A?
A-Z-R-A. I was trying to call them. They would join if you'd like them to. But, yeah, so Soul Big Brain actually put it in his bio that he's an official advisor for them.
Oh, that's huge. That's big. Because that actually shows, like, he's going to be backing it in a more intimate level than just him tweeting about it. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't – I'm looking at their Twitter right now, 11.5 social, and it's – see, this is good engagement from like what I typically see, and it doesn't look too overexposed like some of the other projects. Like when some of these new soulmates are pushing 500,000 followers, I'm like, we don't even have 500,000 trades made in a half day. It just seems unrealistic. So it's really interesting to hear about how they even get that traction and where they kind of get to that point. But that's a good call out. So I'm real interested to see how that pans out and what that kind of looks like. I'm curious what else people are looking at market wise. But before we kind of dive into that, want to just kind of reset the room here. We're going to go for another about 35, 40 minutes till 6:15, 6:20. This is Solana Made Easy through the Nifty Portal, a Solana-focused alpha show. I appreciate everybody following that first kind of rule here, and really the only rule, just don't shill. We'll silence you quick if you shill. So I appreciate everyone holding true to that at the moment. Excited to see where this goes. We're going to be going on Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. to 6:15, 6:20. And yeah, just excited for all the alpha. Excited to really get more people involved in the Solana ecosystem. So dope. Appreciate it. Now, moving back to that alpha, curious what else people are looking at, what people are diving into, any other new projects or up-and-coming projects. I loved what Alex said about maybe it's going to be a new project. Most likely, people don't want to buy your bags. I'm curious what else is on people's radar. And I know, Cody, we had talked a little bit earlier as well, and sorry, Ray, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I saw you just unmuted. Curious what you're looking at. Toss it to MMM after, and then I know I'd mentioned to Cody earlier. I was real curious what he's been working on.
Yo, so I know one of the things a lot of the ETH people are saying are that the Great Goats have more, like, Ethereum OGs, and I don't know how they're checking this shit, but, yeah, they're saying that they have, like, more Ethereum, like, OGs and whales following Great Goats than Trippin' Apes does.
So they're saying more ape holders or just more people like ETH money? I guess I'm...
Yeah, like ETH money, technically.
Yeah, and that's always a big factor. I mean, the first time we've seen ETH money was with the Bears. And I know we both traded that. I think you still are actively holding those. Those things ripped off of that ETH money. And obviously, Nate doing a fantastic job making it his life mission to push the Bears. They've solidified themselves. So I know everyone's kind of chasing that next big thing. I'm interested to see those Great Goats. I mean, I'd love to just even hear from the team. It seems like a lot of people are just doing like that art and background style of stuff instead of more profile pictures. And it seems like that's a big marketing play. But it's really interesting because it's almost like a new dynamic. Instead of just showing previews, they're now showing scenes and almost painting a story. So, I mean, we'll see. There's a lot of hype, and it seems like that art style's hot.
Yeah, dude, I love that. I know you talked about it earlier. Someone made a thread about like, oh, all you have to do is – make a scenery picture and you'll have whatever, but it's them building their world. And it's just like, let's say the Simpsons made an NFT and they're like, hey, you can randomly be in the background when Homer's freaking being a dumbass, you know, something like that. Like, they're building out their world. I know it's not a TV show or anything, but I like the cats, I think, do the best at it.
Now, the cats have done an insane job. I'm a little hesitant on some of the threads. I'm like, I want to get a cat, but at the same time, I'm a little bit nervous because, like, all this Rick and Morty conversation around it, I'm like, do I buy into this and be someone's bags, or am I chasing a speculative rumor? I know we saw the dude say,
like, buy into it easy.
Buy into the psyop.
Buy into the psyop. It's deadass what it feels like. Like, these dudes are just dipping Rick in the background of scenes, and they're like, this is 100% Rick and Morty. Pablo is Pablo. There's no in between. This is the guy. I've seen like three threads this week. And Cody, you had a good video where he actually commented in your video and said, watch this. And then all hell broke loose on Twitter because of a tweet from him.
Dude, my man is an absolute troll. And first of all, Pablo actually finally made his way onto Twitter today. So everything's going to go. If he's on Twitter, that means you've got to put all your money into cats. Just saying. But basically, there's, like you said, a ton of threads everywhere. People trying to figure out the, you know, Rick and Morty to Cats connection. Wait, is Pablo actually Pablo Roche, who did some animations on Rick and Morty one time? Basically, he came on my live stream, said, Cody, watch this. Tweeted at Pablo Roche. Pablo Roche responded. It was like, hey, you can't say that. Keep that in the DMs. Pablo said, oh, whoops. I sent that from my burner account. My bad. Like, he's just a troll, next level, masterclass in marketing. Love Pablo.
It's interesting to just see it all. I mean, I think that fits what Ray was saying too. Like, these people are building worlds now, and it's not so much just the profile picture. It seems like it's a lot more character driven and story driven, which makes you almost feel a little bit more attached to it. Regardless if it's your profile picture, you kind of buy into those ecosystems and those environments. And everyone talks about building a community, and that seems like it's what a community is. You know, like, it's a world that you kind of reside in, whether you want to call it just art, you want to call it marketing efforts, you start to kind of relate that thing. Like, that the Ket milk bottle that was in the front of that garage scene was really interesting because it shows like it's probably a mutation. So it almost gives you hints to the roadmap without showing the full roadmap, and really gets us back to what we said at the start too, that a lot of these roadmaps are now finally going back towards like a under promise over deliver approach, where they don't give you anything and then all of a sudden you get something. And like, the Ket's milk, what was it? It was pushing like 22 SOL at its peak the day it airdropped. That's unheard of on SOL to just get free airdrops. I mean, Alex, the lizards you delightfully advised for gave out, I think there was a couple hundred SOL floor sales on like the rare eyes.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. There was 150 soul. Like, there was only 10, obviously, in existence, but still, they were trading over 100 soul, and it was just a free airdrop. Where the other ones were trading at the time, like, when it first dropped, like, 4 to 5 soul range. But, I mean, the mint was 1 soul, and then, like, 3 days later, you got a 4 to 5 soul airdrop.
Yeah, and it's just paying for itself, which is – it's something that we've seen on ETH. It's something we've seen on other chains, and it's nice to finally get some of that kickback. That kind of gives the value back to that holder too and makes it so – I mean, dude, if you're riding one of those things for free, the likelihood you floor it is so much smaller because there's no liquidity tied up into it. It may be liquid, but you don't have any of your own funds still locked, you know? But not to even continue to – I guess we've focused largely on some of these kind of mid-chips, blue-chips, existing projects – I really want to dive into what people are looking at. What are you excited for? Me personally, everything's been mentioned, G-Con, Just Apes, Great Goats. I'm excited for Bubble Goose because of the tie to Boondocks. And obviously Wagme Beach is awesome. They were the only Soul project to speak at VCon, some of the members from their team. So it's interesting. I think those are going to get a lot more traction. But I had some conversations today. I'm nervous about some of these projects that are having secondary projects, whether it's Duppies, whether it's Bubble Goose. And I know they're technically their own projects. But after things have a snapshot for your whitelist spot or launch, the floor price typically declines. So I'm interested to see how those move, what that movement looks like. And MMM, I saw you had your hand up there. I'm curious what you're looking into from a project standpoint. What's next up?
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot for having me up. Dude, I think there's a few, like there's three projects that I have on my radar right now. I think Oak Paradise and Shrouded Playground, those were, I think they're pretty well known, but those are two projects I'll probably be minting in the next month or so. And I think both of them were like kind of leading projects in terms of devouring most of the hype in the space, and then Trip and Apes pop up and stole most of it from them. So that makes me more bullish because it kind of helps lower the hype on them going into the mint. And it means that they can ride some of the hype going after the Trip and Apes mint tomorrow. So I would check those two out. I mean, they're still pretty popular and well-known, but I think as we get closer to mint date, people are going to get more excited about them because like a week or two ago, those were kind of what everyone else was talking about. The other one that I talk about that I think is a little bit lower profile right now is something called Hollow Panther. And this popped up, I think, like maybe a week and a half or two ago. They're following very much an OK Bears playbook, it seems like. And they've got really good relatable art that's similar to OK Bears. I'm feeling like it's the first like legit OK Bears derivative that actually might have some momentum on the secondary. The only disclaimer I'll say on all three of those projects is like more or less my view right now on the market is you got to just be minting and immediately flipping and getting out just because of the broader macro environment. So every single one of these projects, I'm not talking about long-term sustainability. I'm just simply talking about trying to get a whitelist spot, maybe sweeping secondary early on and then quickly flipping.
For sure. And it seems that's usually how shit kind of trades. It's like people want to recognize profit quickly, early, often, and kind of figure out that next thing. Ray, do you have something else there? I'm curious. You're always early on shit. I know a lot of people on this stage are, so I want to know what you're getting into.
So I completely agree with that Shrouded Playground because you don't think about it, but as soon as someone mentions it, you're like, oh shit, Shrouded. Like, it's like getting blended into the crowd, but the art is good. Like, I fuck with that project. Another project that has zero hype, like, it mints like the 27th. But the art's amazing, and their Twitter's been open since January, and I just found them yesterday. So, like, I DM'd them, and the guy replied and gave me whitelist. So, it's pretty accessible. I pinned it to the top so you can check it out. It's called The Lost Apes. And they don't really look like bored apes. They're more, like, short and stumpy looking, like chimps.
Do we know anything about them yet? Like, quantity, who's behind the team? Mint price, or is it still like real early on?
I actually did not even look none of those things up. If I'm being honest, but I just saw the art and I was like, damn, this team like replies and they're accessible, and they're doing this weird thing with whitelist where they give you a code, like a 5-digit code. You go into the certain channel in their Discord, you put the code in there, and right away it just upgrades your role.
Yo, I was in Lost Apes like when they first opened up. I think it was like, yeah, early January. And the only thing I'll say about that is, yeah, when they first came up, I was super excited for them. But to be honest, like, and I haven't talked to the team that much. This was just my impression a few months ago. I left the Discord maybe like a few weeks ago. Is they all have full-time jobs, and this is kind of like a hobby for them. And so I think it's awesome that they're building out like a cool looking project like that. But I mean, it's unclear to me in this like competitive environment. It's only gotten more competitive since they started. Like, you know, what are they actually going to do?
And that tends to be the biggest and kind of the toughest thing here is like, if you have a project, PO says it all the time, like this needs to be your full-time job. Like you have to go all in Web3. You can't make this a halftime or a part-time because you're just going to hurt the people back in the project and those early supporters. So it's like, I understand entirely. It's also like, at that point, I'm curious to ask the team, like if this gains traction, are you going to go full-time into it? Is this just kind of the way to get you out of that and move in there? I guess a lot of it comes to that conversation, but I'm looking at it now. I'm interested, probably going to just shoot them a DM and see if I can talk to the team a little bit to understand more. Good call out on that. I'm curious here too. I know we have a few other people I added up on stage, moved some speakers around. We got Coles in, Hoddle, Smoothie. Curious what you've been trading, what you're looking at, what you're excited for. All three of us some dope projects, whether it's Mind Folks, Bears, or Cats. Curious, I guess, what you got on your radar, what you're buying, what you're selling. Wins, losses, the same, you know?
I'm really excited for Vandal City, and I've noticed there's like this new trend from OK Bears where people will have a prior project and then that project will pump right before the new collection drops. So with Vandal City, I think one of the owners is part of Solana Puppy Pound, and I think that collection has a cult following, and they have, I think they're trying to make a sustainable liquidity pool if I remember correctly. And then with Jakan, one of the co-owners is part of the Skater Gators, and right now that's pumping. So I just think this trend continues for when Jakan and Vandal City drop.
Yeah, and I think I saw too, the artist from Jakan is the same one as Vandal City or tied to it.
Yeah.
Is that accurate? It is? Okay. I mean, the art looks so similar. One's a person, one's a monkey. So it's like not too crazy of a difference.
Same exact that light color palette too.
Yeah, same angle too of like the shape of the PFP. We'll see how it goes. I'm excited to flip those. Right now I'm not holding much. I'm really just trying to stack some soul. I'm curious to hear, like Hoddle and Smoothie, you guys traded anything? What you looking at? Any wins recently, losses? What you been getting into?
I've been all to the top. I'm looking for names.
Hoddle, you're breaking course, up a little like bit. Else. I apologize.
What's that?
You were breaking up a little bit. I apologize.
Oh, you're good. No,
all I heard was Wagbo.
I got a D-God holder, so that's an easy play for me because they're pumping with all the new, you know, talk about the new white list, new mint coming up that's dust only in June. But then there's a lot of ape projects, like Ray was talking about it. There's the Just Apes. I actually went out with the co-founder, Groovy, this weekend and met him, and so that's an interesting project as well.
That's, I think I see it in every Discord. It really is. I feel like we see those Just Apes in every Discord. Like, that's something people are really talking about now. So I'm curious to see how that tails off and where it moves to. There's just so many ape projects. It's hard to keep up with all of them at this point.
Agreed. Yeah, totally.
Smoothie, I'm curious what you've been looking at, what you're working on, anything you've been trading recently. And then really just want to close it out with a couple comments on some upcoming projects and then let everyone kind of get some time back. So Smoothie, what you trading?
Yeah, can you guys hear me all right?
Absolutely.
Cool. I think the whole theme here of like, there's a lot of hype mints coming up. I think a lot of them are like ape related, like you guys said. So there's like Just Ape, there's Trippin' Apes, there's Primates, there's the Lost Apes, which by the way, like I was in the Discord with MMM back in Jan. You check out their website, it actually looks pretty professional, and you compare it to something like OK Bears, where I feel like I heard this recently that one of the founders was actually not planning on doing this full time. And it wasn't until like a week after mint, he was like, yeah, like I'll quit my job and do this since it's been so successful. So like there is an opportunity because like a team doesn't decide to go full-time immediately. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be something that doesn't work out well. If the hype builds up and it works out in the end, then there's like an opportunity for the guys to switch over. The problem is right now is that I think like everyone is thinking the same thing, right? We're all sitting on our hands. We're trying to accumulate Sol and convert to stablecoin, hopefully, and like buy the dip that we all know is kind of coming in. And we're all flipping these mints. And some of these, ideally, like I'm looking at Trippin' Ape Tribe. I'm looking at Primates. I think Just Ape is like a low-key sleeper in the sense that it's not up to the, like the full hype potential that Trippin' Ape has, but from like an art standpoint, a team standpoint, like they've got a, what are those guys called? The Chimpions. They've got a couple of Chimpions guys running that that project. I think if there's the right balance of like hype, timing, and liquidity kind of coming back into the system after Trippin' Ape and people trying to flip blue chips and medium chips, there are some like catalysts and you
Smooth, you're breaking up a ton for me. I don't know if it's anyone else.
This is like advanced. That was advanced that was breaking up, man. I'm impressed, bro.
That was something different.
It's not like you just went underwater.
That was crazy.
Can you guys hear me okay now?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but yeah, I think, you know, everyone's expecting like one or two of these to maybe pop. I think best case scenario, out of like the 10 projects we talked about today, like maybe one at most might make it to like a double digit Sol floor price that maintains past like the next week or two. So mostly for me, I'm just stacking Sol. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for any discounts that come across in the next like day or two. But at the same time, I feel like on a long-term time horizon that a lot of these blue chips may pull back right now temporarily with Trip and Ape Mint coming up. But like come a week or two or three from now when the true winter hits and all the liquidity kind of exits the market, like you can see on the graphs that like Magic Eden volume has been dipping consistently for the past month, 2 months, 3 months. So we're going to get to a point where everyone's just starting to slowly pull up their liquidity, looking for deals, and it's getting really hard to get Sol to actually buy stuff. So I'm trying my best. I'm really bad at this, but I'm trying my best to sit on my hands and wait for like the right moment. It's been real tough though. And it's like the first time I've actually been able to put stuff in my ledger and set it aside. So for me personally, I'm probably just going to aim to flip most of these things if I can.
I think that's kind of my worry, is that's a lot of people's plan right now, is all these mints with so much hype, people are excited for them to just take off and quite literally just like attack the floor, you know? So at that point, when do we find sustainability in those, or is this just going to be a hype cycle where people are dumping these for next liquidity and moving on? I feel like we need something. The Bears were the perfect example. Like, even though it's just a damn wristband, they had the perfect amount of hype, the perfect kind of rollout, and sure enough, all of Twitter was posting about them, which never hurts. We've seen success on that. But at the same time, it's like you can't now have another project come through and do that same thing, because people are just going to call it a knockoff of the Bears. So now I'm just like, what's going to be the next big thing? What's going to be new? I've been bullish on games, but at the same time, like, that shit's taking forever. And all those floors are just going to shit, whatever way you want to spin it. So I'm excited to see kind of what happens longer term and where it moves and how it moves, I guess. Some of those projects mentioned too, whether it's Apes. I actually like that Hello Panther one. I was looking at that too, but it seems like great goats in some of those other kind of style and angle, which always makes me wonder, is it the same team? Is it associated somehow? What and where does that look like? But speaking of like existing projects and what's next for some of them, who's pivoted, I'm curious to get people's thoughts on the Solport and Tayo pilots. I know we have some people here who are holders. They have that dust mint for it, but it's only for, I think, 9,600, and it's a 20K collection. They now have Solsteads under the ecosystem, robots and the infants, and now they're adding another piece into it. I'm real curious what that's going to look like and how that's going to affect the larger collections.
Yo, easy. I'm going to step down because I left the house. But
all good, bro. Thank you for coming.
Hell yeah. I'm not trying to put him on the spot, but if you want to pick someone's brain, value, and time, Daniel Mateo down there, the Moonbird.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but yeah, for sure. It's all love. Appreciate
you, Ray. Yes, I'm curious.
The Tao pilots, how do we feel about like graphite? What do we think the new utility or scrap 2.0 is going to bring to us? How do we feel about the oil airdrop around it? Like, are you selling your oil? Are you keeping your oil for the free mint? Are you grabbing a pilot? Are you trying to get more of these? The artwork sneak peeks at the moment. What do you think about it, Easy?
The sneak peeks, I was like, I actually think they look pretty good. Like, I was like, oh, these aren't bad at all. The oil was interesting to me because I didn't fully get what it gives you. I think there's only the 10 liters out right now? So you can get 2 mints from that. I saw a mention of a 40 liter and a 5 as well. So what are those? Like, I just don't know enough about some of those mechanics. And looking at the floor now, it's at like 18 Sol. So you're going to need these pilots to trade over 10 to make that back, which always has me a little bit nervous. Like, you're already now looking to try to set some price target to potentially break even and go net positive. It's also like there's so many assets now in the Tayo umbrella, and I've always said, like, don't fade Tom. But at the same time, I want to know what these are going to do. I'm excited for the new token. They obviously said out loud and publicly that scrap originally was not sustainable, and whoever previously made it wasn't doing a great job with tokenomics, so they have to revamp that. I think there's going to be a little bit of inconsistencies, and I'm worried about that floor in the short term. But I think that's going to be the best time to buy into anything, Tayo, especially right after this drop. And I'm curious, MMM, are you still holding your robots? I know you have a few.
Yeah, I only have one right now, so disclaimer to that. But, yeah, I've held since Mint. I mean, I just got lucky on getting Tom to come in. But the thing that I'm bullish on is, like, you know, Tom is a businessman, right? So he knows how to scale and grow a business. Like, you know, his view right now, and he said this repeatedly, is like, they're not focused on trying to make a profit right now. They're just dumping as much money as they can in to, like, aggressively grow and scale this thing. And that's kind of where my confidence in him to do that comes from. But at the same time, I'll definitely say, like, you know, yeah, I don't know if you can grow the ecosystem as big as he is right now. And I'm not bearish long-term on them, because I think, you know, any kind of short-term fallback or pitfalls, like, eventually there will be demand for this number of NFTs in that Tayo ecosystem. But, you know, especially because they'll probably be going after the Duppies mint, they're going to be very dependent on how the Duppies mint goes and how that affects D-God's floor. And if a lot of people see Duppies happen, and that's kind of like the hype peak for this, you know, cycle, then Tayo's going to, in the short term, be hurt by that. But overall, I'm always bullish on Tayo and what they're doing long term. They're one of, like, very, very few NFT projects in the Solana ecosystem that has both a really great community and substantive PFP scene combined with an actual underlying, like, protocol and business that I think can be sustainable long term.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's just speculation right now until we get some form of announcement. And then I think we're going to see a lot of adaptation around it and people kind of moving towards what that move might be, that upside or downside. So I know we got a few minutes left here. I want to kind of just go around and ask each person on stage what they'd be looking at, what they're excited for from an existing standpoint. If you're looking at anything, even on the cheaper side, whether that's under 10 Sol, under 15 Sol, what plays do you think have upside? What plays do you think have catalysts? For me personally, I've been looking at a few different things. I really like that mention earlier about BitBears and subsequently, like, Skater Gators, because of that similar creator. You tend to see a lot of that flow down and follow effect. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on those as the GCon Studios gets closer. I'm going to continue to look at the BitBirds as bears continue to get more traction. There's almost always a correlation to how those trade. It's just the BitBirds trade a little bit later. So those are two projects I want to keep an eye on as more things get rolled out, as more utility, I guess, I hate the word, but as more value adds get rolled out to the bears, how do those secondary collections trade? Because Kai has even said BitBirds, which is under 10, is going to have some form of utility, some form of value longer term. I'm curious what other people are looking at from that perspective, catalysts they're waiting for. I know it's tough with Trippin' Apes minting tomorrow. I think that's everybody's focus, and it seems like that's all Solana's kind of looking for. But is there anything you're trading that's even on the cheaper side, or things you're taking more speculative risk on?
Not to say, like, what I'm looking at. I was going to say, I think one thing that I'm actually worried about is the fact that, like you just said, everybody is so focused on the Trippin' Ape mint tomorrow. I feel like we have, like, 2-3, even, like, 4 weeks in a row where all these projects are minting. Like, I'm not really interested in, like, getting into a lot of these existing products. Like, we see the cycles, right? A big mint comes and it pulls liquidity from existing projects. I just see, like, back-to-back-to-back, like, of these mints that, you know, Great Goats has 400,000 followers. Just Ape's going to have 250K. But then Jaikin, Trippin' Ape, like, I just see, like, there's no reason to make a ton of plays right now, in my opinion, when I can just see this being a drawn-out thing of liquidity getting drawn from other places to chase the new shiny object.
No, absolutely. And it's almost like we just got to now figure out, like, how those things move, I guess. There's going to be opportunities to buy some of those dips and kind of look for things as well. I mean, I'm really curious, too, like, if that's kind of the consensus across the board. Is everyone here just really excited for these new mints and only hoping to hit whitelist or trade immediately on secondary, or are there things people are looking to hold? You know, like, I've added a few things, but I'm very hesitant. I still think Sol goes lower. And Hoddle, my fault, you unmuted there.
No, I was just going to say, I like accumulating some OG projects. Like, I like the Solana Money Boys or Grimms, or I even like the Smokeheads right now. Like, there's actually OG projects that, like, dip 20, 30, 40% that you could have just scooped up, you know? And even if you were flipping in this standpoint, like, you probably could have sold, you know, right now at a gain. So there's moves to be made, you know, I'm not saying don't sit on your hands because the market is crazy right now, but I definitely think a lot of these OG projects that kind of got forgotten about, Famous Fox and stuff like that, like, we've seen those guys are going to pump regardless. I mean, the Grim Syndicate guys got the artist has three projects on ETH that are, like, way higher in value. So it's just, it feels like there's a lot that can happen.
Yeah, it just feels like a lot of money still flowing in. I actually like that Money Boys play. They just posted a teaser today, and those are down to, like, an 11 Sol floor. So I'm really interested to see how those move. They got up to 30 right before the Money Girls drop. And I mean, I've been a long-term believer. That team just keeps pushing stuff out. Some people were a little bit upset. It seemed like that it took them a while to finally push something out. But shit, we'll see how it goes. I still like them a lot. Alex, you had comments there? I think I saw you on mute.
Yeah, so I do think no one wants to buy old bags, and I do think people want to try to make their own new blue chip, and I think Trippin' Apes is going to be your play, and to just swing trade it, not hold it. And I don't know if everyone's like aware of Soul Sniper, but it's a free like TA analysis, and like Solana NFTs are notorious for just straight floor trading, and no one really trades at a higher rarity. So I'll be using that tomorrow and try to do like 10 soul swings. I don't know what the royalties are on it, so depending on where it starts, I don't know, I may just skip it altogether, but we'll see. But okay, there is one like really cheap NFT, but last time I shilled it, I don't even feel comfortable shilling it because people bought it after I shilled it. But
what happens regardless, you post a tweet, you respond to someone, someone's going to buy that shit. At this point, you may as well talk about it. You brought it up. And at the end of the day, do your own fucking research.
Yeah. No one buy it off this, but I think they do have something cool. They have like a bunch of artists on this. Well, they're helping artists. That's what this project's about, is helping like artists in third world countries get NFTs onto the blockchain. They are working with older projects and they're revamping their art. You're going to see this with some of the, I can't name, but you're going to see like semi blue chip ish NFTs get their art redone and maybe doing like a second gen or something by this project. But they're called Opportunities, and don't buy it. Make sure, because it's, you're going to get low engagement. It's not a quick flip. Yeah, I see guys laughing, but
well, just because you stop every time and go, don't buy it, but here's just going.
I want people to do black. So yesterday, I think about, I triggered like 30 to 40 sales off just saying that, and no one did any research. I said, make sure you join the Discord and ask some questions before you buy, and no one gave up, you know.
Can you send me the Magic Eden link real quick?
See, that's on, okay, but that's if you wanna buy something that's already on the secondary. But I'm just avoiding buying old bags right now and just holding liquidity and doing all these hype mints that are coming out, because someone's trying to make a new blue chip right now.
And I think they will. So, I mean, I think that's a very good point as well. It's like, so one of these is going to hit and hold. So it's just a matter of which one that is. MMM, what you looking at? And then we're going to go Smoothie, Nami, and then kind of wrap up here.
All right. I just got one. I would take a look at a project called Botheads. You can buy it on the secondary in Magic Eden right now. Minted a few weeks ago.
Geo? He was the artist on that one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's
I hope someone is one of one stuff. I'm a huge fan of his.
Yeah, he's a great artist, and like the actual project is, they're basically kind of like they're like a Blocksmith Labs type of, you know, team. They're building like all these tools that projects can use, including like a lot of the stuff that Blocksmith Labs does. So I kind of bought them just figuring, you know, Blocksmith will take most of the market, but there's definitely room for competitors, and they've got a good community. And like, just from talking with the founder and stuff, it seems like he's a really competent guy and really devoted to what they're doing. So They just pumped like, I think last week or the week before, from like 1 to 6 or so. So they're pretty high right now, but it's just something I'm watching over the longer term. Since if you look at like builders who are consistently building and putting out products, usually their product just increasingly goes up in price. Blocksmith Labs, Famous Fox, all those types of things.
No, I agree. It's like as they continue to add that stuff, it tends to drive that value up. So I'm curious, and that also definitely biased because I hold some of Nate's one-on-one stuff, and I just really enjoy interacting and talking with him. Great dude. So let's go with Smoothie. What you looking at, Nami, and then Jersey to close it out?
Yeah, I'd say plus one to Botheads. That's also the one of the founders of that project is Papa Mumu, who's the head curator for Big Brain Gallery. So he's very involved in the one-for-one space, and Nate Geo's incredible artist as well. So I think that's going to do pretty well. Flew kind of under the radar, but now people are starting to buy it last week. Aside from that, I'm mainly still playing in Steppin' Easy. I know you posted that those charts on daily active users kind of trending downwards. Keeping a real close eye on that, because I think at some point the music's going to stop. For now, it seems to be doing pretty well. Floor holds around like 13 soul for commons, which isn't too bad. And GST earning is still like pumping out about $100 per day for me. So keeping a very close eye on that and ready to like drop everything at the moment that I start to see things start trending downwards. But that's probably my big thing. And then DGen Dojo, that's been a play I've been eyeing for the past like week or two. It's like a big community play. They've got kind of like Ket's like zealot community members that just love the art and the team. And they just recently sort of teased at a collaboration potentially. This is not financial advice and definitely not anything official, but they bought a Mutant 8 Yacht Club like right after Mint and stashed it in their treasury. And the art that they're producing is apparently very similar. So there's rumors swirling around. This is all speculation, by the way, that the artist that they're hiring is from the same guy that did MAYC. And they also told us that they spent about $300,000 on the new art that's coming out in the next week or two. So it could be a buy. High speculation. I have those. I don't own any bot heads. I have Stefan as well.
That's what I'm here for.
So definitely NFA, DYOR. But those are the main things I'm looking at.
No, it's interesting. I dropped that Stefan just because the metrics-wise, I was like, all right, I'm over my ROI. I'm going to just exit, get liquid. To everyone else's point, ton of new things coming up that I'm excited for. And everyone knows I buy and sell quickly. So kind of need to be liquid always. Nami, what you got?
Yeah, it's kind of play on your point earlier about Bitbirds and the Kai and the Milky Birds like that. I don't know if I should say the name of the project, but there's something similar happening or is going to happen with Trippin' Ape because one of their founders had a previous project. I think I'm just going to not name it. You can do your own research to find it. But yeah, like that could be
name a pretty good one.
Drop the name.
Should I drop it?
Drop
the name.
It's called. Oh, let me go back to my computer real quick.
The name, bro.
I promise you, I know the name. It's called Stranded Cactus Club or something like that.
Sounds like a good investment.
Cactus. It's the alter. It's like the Bitbirds play for Trippin' Ape. Sorry to interrupt.
Exactly. No, no, you're good. You're good. I was getting bullied over here by two eat people, you know.
No, I got you, man. I bought a couple of those as well. I don't know if they're gonna do like the same Bitbirds trajectory, but it's the same creators as Trippin' Ape, so I'm taking a little bet there.
No, and it's I think there's always that secondary movement, so it's gonna be interesting to see how that stuff pans out. Thanks for sharing it. I didn't mean to force that out. Appreciate you giving the alpha.
I did.
What you got? I know you did. Jersey, what you got?
I want to talk about sniping bots, tools, and just dashboards that you can flip during these big mints. How you can make an easy flip if you're not looking to spend like liquid on like a 40 plus soul out the gate kind of project, and how you can easily just like, or not easily, but you can definitely make some flips on stuff like Rare Keys, Zion Labs, tools around like Whitelist, and just dashboards for sniping and picking up stuff on secondary. So I feel like definitely trying to get into these things in between mints is a no-brainer if you don't have a lot of liquid and you're not looking to overinvest into projects for a flip, but you can flip the tool people are trying to scalp on the day of mints. So I definitely think, you know, Zion Labs ran up 10 plus soul in the past week. It was at like 10 to 12. Now it's trading 20, 22. Rare Keys has gone up from 5 to 25 in under a month since the OK Bears mint, which was just ridiculous. So I feel like there's a lot of money to be made. And even get yourself a tool to use for these mints is like an easy no-brainer for these upcoming mints. And I do kind of want to not shill it. You know, don't go buy it. Do your research. But Mists of Mirren has been a project that I've been talking about since 0.3. They're up to 2.4 now. I bought three of these back at 0.3. It's a sniping bot. It's a play-to-earn game. There's staking. There's airdrops. There's royalty shares. And they've been doing a bunch of work through their sniping beta. And it just came out to beta as well. And they've been pumping ever since a 0.2 mint. So I definitely feel like sniping tools and bots around this area of upcoming mints is a no-brainer to flip.
I think that's an interesting approach too, because it's like those things tend to pump, especially if you like shotgun approach it and get a few of them. Whichever one hits the most and has any tweet about like doing well, it's going to pump. Like those things always cruise right after hype mints and people end up doing well. Alex, what you got? And then we're going to close this out.
Yeah, Daniel messaged me and he said Degen Trash Panda is kind of a sleeper right now, and as well as Duppies from D-Gods. One other thing I want to point out, that you got the Duppies and the Bubble Goose. They're minting a second gen, but what I've noticed on Solana, people that mint out second gens from a first gen that's very successful, the first gen is like its top is around the time it mints their second gen and it never reaches that again. But the second gen can still flourish, but like OGs, I've never seen it like go past once they mint out that second collection.
And that's always my concern with the snapshot. So I think you bring up a good point there. Like it does trade somewhat to other chains. When there's a snapshot, an airdrop, something along those lines, the price action does tend to relate. And obviously watch it. I mean, we got a lot of new people in the audience. I hope everyone learned a few things about Solana, heard some projects to check out. I appreciate everyone coming on stage today. It's been badass. It's been absolutely amazing. Appreciate the support. We're going to be back tomorrow. Easy. Same time.
Real quick, Easy. It was good, but Running Man wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he said he had some mic issues. I don't know what he's saying. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm saying, hopefully we can figure that shit out. It's ugly. It's bad. Whatever. Some co-host left us to fend for ourselves. Tune in tomorrow, 5 p.m., running it again. Keeping it hour to 90 minutes. We'll figure out the format. Appreciate you all. Thank you for tuning in. And if you're not, join the Discord. Soul Trade channel's free.